People are often first attracted to a new car by its exterior styling, but after the purchase, the owner spends far more time observing and interacting with the vehicle's interior. The dictionary definition of the word ergonomics says, an applied science concerned with designing and arranging things people use so that the people and things interact most efficiently and safely. We asked the senior editor of Car and Driver magazine, Daniel Pund, who he considers a leader in automotive interior design.
For the last probably 5 to 7 years, it's really been Audi and VW. Of course, they're part of the same company that have really taken the lead on interior quality, both in terms of ergonomics and materials quality.
With Mr. Pund's rating in mind, we spoke with Stefan Krebsfanger, the manager of product strategy at Volkswagen of America. He says interior design can make or break a sale.
You either feel at home, you feel comfortable regarding the layout of the buttons, knobs, or comfortable around the materials that are being used or even the tones and the color that are being used.
Mr. Krebsfanger says a car's interior is a sensual experience for good or bad. Your senses are engaged, sight, touch, sound, and smell.
You can probably sense that Japanese vehicles have a specific scent to them. English vehicles even have a specific scent to them, and that relates to Volkswagen as well.
If Car and Driver's Daniel Pund rates Volkswagen and Audi at the top, who does he see at the bottom in vehicle interiors? The world's biggest automaker, General Motors.
They still have a real materials issue. They tend to have very cheap-looking, cheap-feeling, hard plastic bits. They don't fit particularly well, and they're just not kind to the touch or the eye.
Japanese cars and trucks are often praised for their interior layout, the controls that seem to be just where they should be. The vice president of Toyota's California design studio, Kevin Hunter, says their location and ease of use are dictated by common sense.
You don't want to have to be fumbling around for switches and trying to figure out the way they work. You want them in a nice, convenient location that's sensible. And to my way of thinking, I think Toyota's way of thinking is this is a safety issue.
In our next report, we'll hear more of the thinking that goes into a modern vehicle's interior with the emphasis on safety. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.